Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, original member of our Brain Trust, president of IAS Training. Put IAS, put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website, IAStraining.com. Find his books there, which I encourage you to check out. If you're in sales or you have people who work for you who sell, you're going to want to know what Brad's up to and the things that he does. He's helping us right now understand how to find and acquire and maybe even get rid of people. So you make sure that the result is you wind up with the best salespeople. And Brad, one of the things you want to talk to us about this segment is some of the mistakes people make when they're hiring. Talk to us about that.
Yes. And one of the big mistakes is that we aren't testing people. And I think that people need to be tested for their aptitude and their math skills and their reading skills. And those kinds of people. And sales is one of the only professions I can think of that you don't have to take a test to get the job. So we've developed aptitude tests for salespeople.
You have an aptitude test for salespeople?
Yes, we do.
All right.
And it's not left brain, right brain kind of thing, but it's
what is
are
it?
They likely to be successful in sales.
Give us an example about what you'll learn from that test.
Well, you'll learn where you need to train them or where you need to change their thought process or talk to them about their thought process.
These are the existing people you have. Should we test the people we have already?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah?
I would say test the people you already have. And then
and see if you can redeem them, see if you can fix whatever's wrong, right?
Yeah. You know, I told a guy the other day, he didn't get the job, but he made it into my Hall of Fame. And the question was, the customer comes in that appears as though they can't afford your merchandise, what should you do? And this guy said, well, I'd ask them if they know anybody that can't afford our stuff. I thought, well, that's a dumb answer. Made it to the Hall of Fame, but didn't get the job, unfortunately.
So the people you have should take the test so you can see where you need to help them. But if somebody takes the test and they're sort of compelling, but they're missing some components. Do you say, okay, I can fix that, I'm going to hire them anyway, or do you wait for somebody who's perfect?
No, you can't ever find anybody that's perfect.
Besides you and me, of course.
Well, yeah, exactly. But there's no perfect human beings out there. We're all human beings, and we all need training. We all need help and guidance. It just allows the owner of the company to figure out where he needs to start the training process. And then a couple other mistakes is that, you know, we judge people by their past history. You know, if they're overqualified, that's no reason to eliminate somebody, because there's a lot of people that may seem overqualified that have gotten laid off from previous jobs things and want a new start. I wouldn't eliminate people because they want a pay decrease.
Well, the other thing is they may be overqualified from their resume standpoint. But if they're unemployed, or if they're not doing that work anymore, maybe they really aren't overqualified. Maybe they were part of the Peter Principle in that previous job.
Could be, but you know, you need to do some research and due diligence and figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they try to sell the position first.
What do you mean? Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, somebody sits down in an interview, and I say, well, let me tell you, Jim, I'm looking for a highly motivated self-starter that considers himself to be enthusiastic and a go-getter and willing to do the extra effort. So tell me about you, Jim. Well, I consider myself to be a highly motivated self-starter. I love people. And you're perfect. It's funny how that worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. We try to sell the position first, and then I would do that at the end, of course, after I've taken them through the interview process and the interview questions and those types of things.
Well, I would think...
I was going to say, don't sell the position with real high expectations that you can't possibly fulfill.
Well, a lot of people are willing to take a sales job without really being committed to selling. And those are the kind of people I'm looking for. People who they're not just looking for a job... And the sales job is what's available. They're They really want to sell. They want to take a product to market and talk to people about it.
Well, that's one of the questions I'd ask him is, how do you feel about commission?
Yeah.
And if they say, I hate it, I don't want any part of it, that I just want to smile and make nice and provide good customer service, then maybe they're not a sales-driven individual.
Right.
So.
Quick question. I need a quick answer. What's more important, experience or intelligence and attitude?
I would say intelligence and attitude, because I know lots and lots of people that have 27 years of experience, and when I tell them that they really only have 1 year of experience 27 times.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. See you next time. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IASTraining.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.